This morning, I have written to the minister on this matter, in particular around the information that we were provided with. So my understanding is that all of the elected representatives, like myself, received a briefing document late yesterday evening with the information included in that. Some of the information is quite confusing, I will say that. And I think just the fact that it was so late in the evening, and it does feel like it's again the same as all of the other accommodation centres, very last minute in the day, I suppose, to be informing elected representatives in the community. And there has been no engagement, as far as I understand, up until this point, with the local people and the community. And it's not a question of not wanting to welcome IPASS individuals. I mean, anyone who I've spoken to on this very issue this morning, I have received a number of phone calls looking for further information and also looking to see what is exactly planned. And I think, you know, the simple point needs to be made that rural folk in particular know full well the actual struggles of living in a rural community. And my experience has been that they are always willing to assist and to help people in need, especially those who come to the area as newcomers. They did so when there was IPASS individuals there at that same location in 2020. And they also successfully campaigned then for those IPASS individuals to be relocated. And the main reason for that was that, you know, the centre was not fit for purpose at that time, but they were also so concerned about the quality of life for those men. As far as they could see, it was abysmal, particularly in the winter months. And only when those from the community took such an interest in their welfare did these men get to leave the community and in a way integrate. These people in the community, they did so much for those men at that time. They provided financial assistance. They were able to, you know, bring them to wherever they needed to go. But it's unfortunate that that kind of level of assistance was required then. And I think the concern is that level of assistance is going to be required again now, because the department has proceeded to, explore the use of this particular accommodation centre for IPASS individuals. And I think, as I said at the beginning there, the information provided is questionable. I mean, I don't see how 42 single men can have their own lockable bedroom, as stated in the briefing document, when there is only 17 rooms in the building itself. So it seems to me that there's going to be two and possibly three men to one room, so they're not going to have their own lockable bedroom. So I think there has been an oversight there in providing the information in the briefing document, which also points to the lack of organisation and planning that has gone into this. I know myself and many other deputies in the Dáil Chamber have been calling for the Taoiseach to properly resource and fund the Department of Children, Disability, Equality, Integration and Youth, to provide them with the necessary staffing and also the necessary funding that they would need to be able to, navigate this process. And I think as well, another concern that's been relayed to me is that, you know, people are concerned that, these locations are being sought out in particular because they are rural. So they're relaying to me the concern of, is 42 men just going to be landed here out of sight, out of mind, and kind of forgotten about? It makes no sense that local people who are already, you know, facing their own challenges and difficulties with the lack of resources and services for that particular community.
Now, nearby Listhoun Varna has quite successfully been able to integrate large numbers of Ukrainian refugees and international protection applicants. Do you think a successful approach can be followed up in Milltown with the right resources here as well?
Well, I think a lot of work needs to be done, and they can be successful, and I do think it's about positive engagement and consultation with the local people, because they're the ones on the coal face, basically. I think they're the ones that will step up and they're the ones that will provide whatever support that they can for these particular individuals, like you've pointed out has been done so in Listhoun Varna. I think the way the department is handling the process is concern, and I've said that before, and I don't think that any lessons have been learned. And I think at this point in time, I am myself, and along with everybody else, sick and tired of hearing of how under pressure the department is and that the government seems to be, and that seems to be their line now. And I think it's an effort to extract sympathy from the public. But after all of this time, after the number of months now that we know that this is the reality, that this government have entered into this agreement and they have agreed to provide accommodation, knowing full well that they most likely don't have the accommodation centres to be able to do so. And I think the very valid point that has been made to myself is that, you know, choosing rural communities, that's questionable, I think, for those that live in those communities, because as I said, out of sight, out of mind is not the feeling that those people in that community want, you know, newcomers to feel, because they know firsthand the difficulties and the challenges that are genuinely faced there, especially in the winter months where, you know, you have even, I suppose, more restrictions on where you're able to go and weather and everything else. So, I mean, they have valid concerns. I've relayed them to the minister on numerous occasions. And I think, you know, they haven't heeded any of those concerns and they haven't really tackled the issue. I feel like they're causing a divide in society in the way that they are managing all of this. And, you know, lessons need to be learned now at this point in time. The Taoiseach needs to step up as well. He needs to fund a department, and they need to be managing all of these arrangements much better than what they have been doing to date.
And just finally, Violet, you mentioned that there was some confusing information, as you found it in the briefing document. Other than the number of international protection applicants per bedroom, which is certainly something we'll have to get clarity on, is there anything else there that you fear may be a concern for the public or indeed the international protection applicants?
Well, the only other thing that's been relayed to me, you know, after going through the various points, the conversation does then come back to, you know, this is 42 single men. I mean, what are they going to do in the community? You know, how are they going to be able to successfully integrate? And I think, you know, I suppose, you know, I've heard this on numerous occasions now, and they do have a point. You know, it wouldn't matter what country they came from, even if there was 42 single men who were Irish people who are being housed in this accommodation centre, you know, there would be that same concern, that level of, you know, interest as well into their welfare and their well-being. What are they going to be able to do with themselves for the period of time that they're going to be there? I mean, now it's okay because we're talking about July. It's good weather at this, well, fairly good weather at this point in time, but we know ourselves that we're facing into a winter now where it's going to be, you know, I suppose abysmal. We'll have limited hours of light during the day and everything else. So I think there are concerns around what are these lads going to be able to do with their time, because everybody wants something to do. Everyone wants to have a purpose and everyone wants somewhere where they have to go to do their business and everything else. So the concern is that going to be you know, something that is going to be able to happen for these individuals themselves.